With the economy tanking, sometimes it seems like there's little to do but get tanked yourself. So we've called up wine consultant Tom Harrow to get some advice on which bottles might numb the pain of your plummeting portfolio. He's on the line now from London. Hello, Tom.
Guy, hello. Good evening. Or afternoon, whatever it is over there at the moment for you. Makes very little difference, I think, over here. People tend to be drinking much earlier in the day than previously due to these tanking portfolios you mentioned. In fact, it's quite good news for us wine consultants.
So you've written about wine that you can drink during tough economic times. What are some of your recommendations?
Well, I sort of suggested a twofold approach. The first was taking into account, as you said earlier, the economy tanking, a sort of belt-buckling approach of two or perhaps even three-buck chuck now the dollar's so improved.
Trader Joe's.
Yeah, you know, exactly. It's cheap, it's cheerful, and, you know, you can consume enough of it to, numb the pain quite effectively. Some of the box wines, I think, do the job quite effectively as well. Or you can take my preferred approach, which is the going for broke, which you'll forgive the analogy, but obviously makes rather more sense in these straitened times.
Well, what about blowing it all the best possible wine you can find?
Well, probably I'd have to give some serious consideration to the 1811 Château d'Yquem, the famous Comet vintage. In fact, that's with a really good Roquefort, maybe some walnuts. I think that would probably transport me from any fiscal woes into a whole other realm. I think, that would probably be number one choice.
How much would that set you back?
Good grief. If you could find a bottle these days, I'm assuming it would be probably upwards of $5,000, maybe more, in fact.
Tom, are you relaxing with a drink at the moment?
Yes, I am enjoying a whiskey right now. Normally people say to me as a wine consultant, what do you drink after a hard day at work? And the honest answer tends to be milk. But right now I'm having a very nice 15-year-old malt.
That's wine consultant Tom Harrow at his home in London. Tom, thanks very much.
My pleasure. Thank you, Guy.